joined by manager Andy Clarkson after today's 2-0 win here at Earlham. Andy, another win, another two goals, another win, more importantly, against another form side in the league. How do you sum up that game?
Yeah, obviously we're really pleased going into the Christmas period with a 2-0 win, but more importantly, I'm pleased with a clean sheet. Look, these have been flying at me over the last few weeks. I think they're 10 unbeaten in the league. I don't know if they're still in the vows or not. Are they still in the vows? Yeah. Yeah, I think they're still in that. So they're on and up, and they've done well since the beat us at our place 5-2 early in the season. Look, we came today with no fear. We've really done well over the last few games, and the winning run continues. I have to have a special mention for my boys today. We had 11 fit lads today on that pitch. Boovy was the sub. He was not quite right. So I thought from Wednesday last week, we were going to be up against it. Today, these lads have showed grit and determination, and I'm so proud of each and every one of them. And, you know, they'll keep the shirts for Wednesday, Boxing Day.
Let's talk through the two goals then. First up, James Boyd getting himself on the score sheet again in a bit more of an unfamiliar position up front, but lovely. Sort of scooped ball by John Salthouse over the back line, and then Boyd, he kept his composure and slotted it away.
Yeah, Salty put a ball in that is you'd see on the TV for the Premiership for Man City from David Silva, wouldn't you? Unlocked the door and let him in, and great finish by Boydie. Really shuffled the first goal. The play that we opened their defence up, they were caught square at the back, and you know I thought the first goal was different class.
And then the second goal, Dean Ing getting a well-deserved goal after it's been a while since we've seen him on the score sheet. Boydie involved again from the corner, and Dean doing what you want him to do at the front post, getting his head on it, and good header in.
I said to Dean before the game, look, we have a bit of a go at Dean. I know what he's like. He's in that team. He's a great player, is Dean, but he's strong, isn't he? And he's also got the aerial presence, which is fantastic. Lovely ball in by Boydie, and Dean doing what I expected him to do.
I mean, first half, it was very much a controlled spell for Gate. Control the possession, control the game. Then second half, I felt your team did what they had to do. At times they defended, they made sure of the clean sheet and made sure they were coming away with another win.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the game plan was set today. Let's play the diamond. Let's play two up top. Let's keep the ball in possession, and that's what we did. We took the game right to them. In fact, there were times there where they couldn't control us, they couldn't get near us, weren't they? Really pleased with the lads that came in. Sam Stoughton Turner commanded that midfield and did really well. I thought Joey Mullen was exceptional for the game, and Salty does what he does. And I've known Salty for 14, 15 years, and I've tracked him all the way through junior football, and that's the sort of things he can do. And I thought Boydie stepping in for Rick Sear up front was a different class.
And last up, two home games on the trot now. Aiming for another two wins.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're going to go into Boxing Day with no fear. Sharnock have been beat again today by a good Northwich side. So, we're going to go into that with no fear. And I'm going to, I'll take one game at a time. So I'm not going to speak too much about the Saturday game. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the two games at home. And long may the winning run continue.